what better way is there to build a connection than to gather around a dining table and share a meal together? And what about a potluck style of party in which everyone brings a dish with a particular special meaning for them? That's the basis of an incredible idea called the Welcome Dinner Project. It's an initiative that connects what it calls established Australians with new arrivals. And here to tell us a little bit more about it, I've got Sydney coordinator of the Welcome Dinner Project, Meg Frawley. Meg, good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, this idea of sharing a meal to welcome people into a new community, it's just such an amazingly simple but elegant way of doing it. When did you come up with the concept?
So it started in 2013 by Penny Elsley, and she was motivated to do it as she was volunteering at the time at Villawood and was working with some Sudanese women that wanted to meet established Australians, and they'd been here over 10 years and had never been invited into someone's home. And in that same day, she went to a friend's house for dinner, and her friends were saying, oh, you're down there volunteering, how can we meet these people and welcome them? And it kind of, she realised the huge gap of how simple it was for people that don't usually get to meet to have an opportunity to make connections.
Well, how do the dinners work? I mean, who's normally attending?
So it's made up of generally 8 established Australians, which is anyone that's been in Australia for over 10 years, and 8 newly arrived. There's a host who's anyone from the local community who signed up, and then it's run by 2 facilitators who we train in a one-day training.
Also, people who are actually sort of trained on hand to make sure everything's going smoothly.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off it for hosts to know that they're just there more so to welcome people and provide their space, and they can just spend the time connecting rather than moving people around and organising how it all works.
Well, look, in your kind of worldview, I mean, how important is this kind of building of community connections given the kind of difficult climate we have in Australia around immigration and refugees?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's quite prevalent how necessary this is and how both people involved in the exchange are really wanting something along these lines. People want a physical act that they can do that's a positive interaction with those policies, and this is a way that we can move away from what other people have control of and control how we welcome and portray what Australia is.
I like that, bring it back to the individual and the smaller community and taking it away from, well, let's be honest, the government.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
You don't have to say it, I did. Look, what's some of the feedback you've been getting from new arrivals who've gone to welcome dinners?
It's really powerful feedback. At the end of each dinner, we share kind of how we're feeling, and people always, you know, blow us away with the insightful comments that this is the first time I've ever been invited into someone's home. Mm. This is the first time I've ever felt like I was amongst family since I left my home country. And those sorts of statements are just, you know, obviously very powerful, and feels very empowering to be able to offer those opportunities for people to build those connections.
And I imagine for certain refugees, they've had to say goodbye to family who are still back in the country they've been trying to get out of. Having someone, you know, around them would be just incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can all testify to the power of community and human connection, and finding equal exchange in community is just, It's very valuable for both the newly arrived and the established Australians.
I was about to say, I bet some of the feedback from the established Aussies, the hosts, has been huge as well.
Yeah, I think especially in the cities of Australia, I think we don't realise how isolated established Australians can also become, and how you can often feel disconnected from the community that you're in. You know, we don't go over to our neighbours in the same way that we used to. And this is one way we're trying to kind of bring that connection back into the local communities.
Now, you've got a, speaking of communities, you've got a community welcome dinner coming up in Ultimo on, I think, is it the 25th of this month?
Yeah, the 25th of March. We're doing it in partnership with Navitas English, which is an English college in Sydney. And it's from 6 till 8pm, and it's bringing together not only refugees and asylum seekers, but all newly arrived, so international students and migrants. And it should be a really fantastic night.
It sounds great. And look, beyond that sort of event on the 25th, how can individuals who are listening get involved in the project?
So if they want to get involved with the project outside of the Ultimo event, they can sign up at joiningthedots.org, and they go into our database, and then if there's ever a dinner in their area, they'll get an invitation.
Meg, it sounds absolutely amazing. Thanks for sharing it with us. I'll let you go get a honey and lemon tea. It sounds like a bit of a sore throat.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. Thank you. That was Meg Frawley. She's the Sydney coordinator of the Welcome Dinner Project. It's an absolutely beautiful initiative aimed at building connections between established Aussies and new arrivals, all throughout the simple method of sharing a meal together. We'll have info on the upcoming Ultimo event on the 2SER Breakfast webpage, as well as that link if you want to get involved on a personal level.